And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices gained Wednesday as U.S. Treasury yields ebbed and the dollar declined, reviving demand for the metal as an alternative asset, reports Bloomberg. We think the market will see a continued allocation into gold, particularly as inflation risks are materializing, said Suki Cooper, a precious metal analyst for Standard Chartered PLC. So we think over the course of the first quarter, we're again going to see a retest of $2,000 an ounce gold. So is inflation in your best interest or the Federal Reserve's? Asked Michael Leibowitz at Zero Hedge. If the price of a dozen eggs rises from $4 today to $5.12 in a decade, would you say that price did not change or fluctuate? So if stable prices mean no inflation, why does the Fed crave more inflation? Simple. Debt is the principal reason the Fed members are increasingly troubled with low inflation. Inflation deflates the real value of debt. Higher wages, profits, and taxes resulting from inflation make debt payments less onerous. The botched rollout of COVID-19 vaccines highlights yet again the superiority of free markets to central planning. Indeed, tests, vaccines encapsulate many of the market failure parables from introductory economic courses, reports John Cochran at National Review. For example, the CDC delayed testing for about 2 months. While it dithered, it blocked private parties from testing. Private companies that would have developed tests quickly and would have worked to make them faster, better, and cheaper. Why? To make money. Another example, the first two vaccines were invented in a weekend in January of 2020. Then we waited an agonizing 11 months for the drug companies to conduct clinical trials on a small number of volunteers. We're in a race between evolution and bureaucracy. Evolution just pulled ahead. The new strain is here, growing exponentially. It's time for a new entrant into the race, freedom. And lastly, Democrats take control of the White House and Senate this month with large economic relief packages and $2,000 stimulus checks atop their agenda, reports Wall Street Journal. When and where we strive to make this important work bipartisan, said Senator Chuck Schumer, who will become the majority leader, in a memo to senators released Tuesday. Quote, however, if our Republican colleagues decide not to partner with us in these efforts, we're not going to let that stop progress. But not all Democrats agree. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia said, before we start throwing checks out again, we better make sure we know where they're going and that they're effective. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting, Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.